1, and an early start for a second version of a Community Connection program this morning on 1400 K1. And I'm going to start off with the director of the Agape Mission, Sherry Smith.
Good morning, Charlie.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, maybe a little cloudy.
a little cloudy.
Yeah, we'll take it. Not the typical August, I'm sweating to death weather. So,
Wonderful. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Hey, I know business is always brisk at your place because you're fulfilling a need, and the need continues 24/7, 365, even though you're not open that many hours.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're open from 11 to 2, 6 days a week. I think maybe we may be the only nonprofit that's open on Saturday. But we are continually serving 3,000 to 4,000 meals a month. Now, during the summertime, it's a little crazy because kids are out of school. And when they're out of school, they're playing and swimming and eating mom and dad out of house and home.
typical kids just like you and me.
That's right. So we're extremely busy. So school's about to start. Backpacks are all done. And so we're hoping to get back to a regular set of numbers, and of course we're actively raising money with Empty Bowls. That's why I'm here today. Mm-hmm. And so it's coming up a week from today.
I'm trying to think of how many years this is. It's got to be close
to
10.
This is our seventh. Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Not as many as I thought, but
almost.
I think I missed the first one, but I've got a nice collection of bowls at my house that every time you pick one of those up off the shelf, you can't help but remember where you got it.
Well, see, that was the whole plan in the very beginning. You're not the only person that's told me that. And so we're so excited that it is a tradition or becoming a tradition in Bartlesville, because this event helps us all year long purchase food and do the things that we have to do all year long. And so it's a very important event. It is our only big fundraiser. And it's a unique fundraiser because it's during the lunch hour. In August, it's usually hot. And so you're always looking for someplace cool to eat lunch. And we have over 35 vendors this year. Restaurants that is bringing their wares and letting you sample the food. And so we encourage you to purchase your tickets. You can buy them online at our Facebook page, Empty Bowls Bartlesville. If you hit that donate button, it takes you right to PayPal, and you can purchase however many tickets you want. And then it sends me an email that says, George Brown just bought 5 tickets, and I print that off, and we'll have those at the door.
Good for
George.
And
I'm sure it gives the customer a print off, too. And then you can buy tickets at the door. You can buy them at Arvest. You can buy them at the Mission. So we're just really excited. Mark your calendars where you want to eat next week on Tuesday.
And that'll be at the community center.
Yes, from 11 to 1 at the Bartlesville Community Center.
I don't know what I'm eating, but I know where and when.
That's right.
Well, you brought along a friend.
I did. Brenda Williamson, bless her heart. She works tirelessly every year. She's been our chairperson probably for,
six or 7 years.
Yeah. And so she's done an awesome job and does an awesome job every year. And so she's here to tell you all the different kinds of types of food we're going to have, and sponsors, and so on.
Brenda, make me hungry.
I will. Hi, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. This year we have, like she said, 35 restaurants and caterers in town, and we've got a selection of Mexican food, anything from beans and rice, and enchiladas, burritos.
Dave Ramsey's favorite food. He mentions it every program. Beans and rice.
Can't beat it.
Well, we've got a lot of beans and rice, so come on out. And Asian food. We have wontons and chicken fried rice and fried noodles and a lot of different
salads.
A little sushi. Several types of sushi. And Asian beef tacos. And we have different salads. Potato salad. Healthy salad, if you like that. Barley and kale. And a Mediterranean lemon orzo salad. And we have brisket sliders, pot roast, pork sliders, gumbo, beans and cornbread, soup, shepherd's pie from the Agape Mission. So
it was requested.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those things that who doesn't like it, you know?
Yeah, that's right. This is comfort food. This is stuff everybody likes.
So we just encourage you to come out, kind of whet your appetite, taste a little bit of what Bartlesville has to offer in the restaurants, and meet your friends there, Last year, I think we had over 600 people attend, mm-hmm. between 11 and 1.
And don't forget about the bowls. You get to pick a bowl of your choice for the ticket prize. And Cindy Keeler, that lives over in Nowata, her and her group of artists, I'm telling you, this year has really outdone himself. We're also going to have a silent auction with the bigger bowls with items in them. But the free bowl that you get, like you said, you collect them, and numerous people have told me that they have to come every year to get their bowl. But this year you really want to come because those bowls are fantastic.
And I mean, as I recall, and maybe you've changed things around from year to year, but it seems like they're always a different shape, different color.
Different types. Yeah,
they are unique, handmade bowls.
And some of them aren't just human bowls. We even had some doggy bowls, ice cream bowls, popcorn bowls, even some plates and saucers and various different things. So.
And, I mean, you could have gone to some third-party commercial provider, and they would made you a beautiful bowl with your logo on it.
Probably. But that just is not the same.
Exactly.
And I don't think people think it's the same either. And I can tell you, her group of ladies has had a blast. In fact, they're already done, of course, with this year, started next year's, and they're like, you know, ready to go. They have I think they paint once a week or something. So it's really awesome.
Well, and I think for them, they are aware of what you will go through with your clients because they're making bowls. Something like 52 weeks a year.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We have, last year we had over 800 and some bowls. So once the event is over with and we have to count them, and then we order, because the company she orders the bisque from has a 50% off sale one time a year. So we're always buying this year for next year. So I think she's got the next 2 years already purchased. So.
Well, you better not stop doing it then.
Yeah, no, we can't do that.
One thing I'd like to add, encourage people to look at the menu and see what we have, because you do not have to stop at the first booth. Start there and go through the line. Yeah. You can go to your booth.
You start wherever the shortest line is.
Wherever the shortest line is. Or
I typically wander from whichever door I come in all the way to the other side, just because I want to see who's there. Mm-hmm. And then typically kind of work my way back. To where I came in from.
That's right. We've kind of rearranged it a little bit this year. So, you know, we've kind of are creatures of habit, you know, where we start at 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, we've moved one to
we
the other end
school,
of the building,
you know.
And now we're going back the other way. So the bowls will be out in the North Hall, so those don't take up the room, because we've had to add more tables so people can sit down. This year we have 35 tables. We started off, I think, with 25, and then we went to 30, and now we're at 35. So everybody will have a place to sit down.
You're going to go to 40 next year?
Well, I don't know how many they hold. I forgot. I mean, I think 40 is the max, but we'd have to move the food somewhere else. So.
Well, that's about a rough problem to have.
Yeah, it is. It truly is. So, you know, who knows? Maybe one year when we get our new building, we'll have it in there. Who knows?
Although the community center is a great neutral
place.
It is.
It's great. And it's downtown. You can't beat the location. So that's the main reason.
Yeah. So you get to talk to all these vendors and say, okay, you've been with us for the last 7 years. Are you coming back?
Right. Yeah, I have a committee, and each committee member will take 2 or 3 restaurants, and they go out and talk to them. And every year, we've got several that come back every year, and then we've got a few who have left town, so we've had to replace them with some new ones. And we've got new ones this year, and we've had some that came in last year that are just, it was just unbelievable how much food they are providing, because I know it's difficult for a restaurant to provide food for 100 or 200 people. And we just tell them, or ask them, if they would just provide what they can. And then we put it all together, and people come in and take their little samples.
Well, that's kind of the way the mission works anyway. I mean, I don't eat lunch at your place, but
that's true. You know, it's just like at home, you know, I don't go to the grocery store every single night. That drives me crazy. And so you go look in your refrigerator or your freezer and you go, okay, I got this and I've got this, and let's make a meal out of it. Well, we do the same thing at the mission. You know, we have hamburger meat, or we have a lot of chicken or rotisserie chicken, and it's like 101 ways to fix rotisserie chicken, you know. So it's kind of the same way. All of these vendors, they'll provide beans and rice for $100 or chopped brisket for $100. And then somebody else will do a salad, and somebody else will do chips and salsa, and somebody else does tamales. And so we just kind of put them in booths together that kind of pair with each other. And, you know, it's amazing how it all works out.
And everybody gets a good meal in the process.
Absolutely. And remember, it's a tasting luncheon, so don't bring your Tupperware. It's just a tasting luncheon. And so we have small plates and small things. We do ask that we have the to-go's at a separate table. If you have to just come and take your stuff to go, then you go over to a certain table, pick your to-go plate up, and you can go fill up your little to-go thing.
It seems as though that at least 99% of the vendors have run out of food by the time the event's over.
Well, by the time we're done, it's amazing. There's very little left, but there's always seems like it multiplies. You know how that works. It happens at the mission every day. And so it's amazing by the time the event's over at 1, the food's gone.
Yeah. So, and you're still
and everybody still is served and doesn't go without, so it works.
And you're still serving lunch back at the mission?
Oh, absolutely. There's a crew on Tuesday that works, and so they're busy working there and serving, and we're busy at the community center, and they start lining up early. Last year it was amazing. I mean, they were all the way around the block, and everybody's going, "What's going on at the community center?" Oh, it's empty bowls.
You didn't buy a ticket? It's not too late.
Yeah, that's right. You can buy them at the door, $25. And that $25 goes a long way all year long in serving hungry people.
So. Yeah. Now, you mentioned a silent auction. Can you give us a little bit of a taste of what's going to be on the silent auction?
Yes. This year we have the large bowls, hand-painted large bowls that everybody loves, mm-hmm. and all the new designs. I think they've got several new designs. And like she said, we have popcorn balls and bowls.
That'd be nice. I'd take them.
Maybe she'll bring some popcorn balls to go in them. And last year she said ice cream bowls. And we also have a nice 16x20 print that Gary Gibson made just for empty bowls that we're going to have in the silent auction. And we have some gift certificates to local restaurant and a cookbook from Reed Drummond. So we've got it's not a large silent auction, but we've got some nice items in there, and people just really love the bowls, and that's what they come out to bid on.
Well, it's, you know, it's one more fundraising opportunity for the mission. And Sherry, I know you and I talked during United Way Fund Drive. We talk about when you're in there at other items. You need to consistently be getting new food in the door. It's not like you get a freezer delivery once a year.
Yeah. No. Every month we're out here. You know, we purchase food from the food bank. We pick up 5 days a week at our local grocery stores. Basically, we take what other people's going to throw away, which is still very good, okay? The motto at the mission is, if I'm not going to eat it, there isn't anybody going to eat it. And I do sample it every day. And so we, between having to purchase food at the food bank, the food that we pick up from the local grocers, it all works together to create the thousands of meals we do every month.
And it is literally thousands of meals.
It is. 3,500 to 4,500 is an average.
And you've got a cooperative agreement with the schools, too. Don't you? No, okay, I'm sorry.
The only thing we do through the schools is the Food for Kids program.
Okay, yeah.
We do that individually. Those children are picked by the school, referred to us with the name, what class they're in. And so each school has a particular number. You know, let's say Jane Phillips has 120 sacks they get every Friday. Mm-hmm. And we do all the schools in Washington County, plus Osage Hills and Bowering. And I've had teachers over and over and over again come to me and say, please don't ever stop doing this program. Because before this program, we were purchasing food out of our own pocket mm-hmm. to feed our kids. And so, you know, it's just amazing how we are able to serve as many meals as we do a month. But in the Food for Kids program, we do 600 to 650 kids every single week. At the mission, we serve 600 to 800 families, okay? That transcends. They may eat there one time a week. They may eat there five times a week. But it's anywhere from 3,500 to 4,500 meals a month. It's totally amazing, and I'm there every day.
and you get to know these individuals. I mean, you recognize
them.
You say hi, Bill or hi, Mary, and
sure.
How's it going?
Yeah, that's right. It's a relational thing. You know, our motto is John Maxwell saying, "Nobody cares how much you know till they know how much you care," and our people. Know that we care about them, or we wouldn't be there. We wouldn't work so hard every day to make sure that they're fed. And of course, we are first and foremost a religious organization, and we want them to know that Jesus loves them, because if it wasn't for him, we couldn't do what we do every day. He's the one that opens the doors. He's the one that brings the food. He does it all. I'm just the garden hose.
But it takes a garden hose.
Well, it does, you know, to get that water to the plants.
Yeah,
it does.
And it's difficult, not impossible, but difficult to fill someone's heart when their stomach is also...
Yeah, you know, you can tell somebody how much you care, but if you're not physically showing them and they know that, it's just words.
Yeah, but you're getting the job done for people every day, or six days a week anyway.
We try very hard. I'm sure that we're not perfect, and there's things that we could do better on, but we do try hard.
Yeah. And you apparently listen to the needs of the community.
We do. We try not to duplicate anything. You know, we are an agency of the Bartlesville Regional United Way. We've been a member of them since 2007, and so we try very hard to fill our niche and do it well, because other organizations are doing what the good Lord wants them to do. And there's a lot of things we could be doing, but not doing them well. And it's real easy when there's so much need to try to branch off and do all these other things. And I have a great board, and they have to reel me in sometimes and say, okay, this is what we're supposed to focus on. Because I, you know, tend to want to fix everything, you know, and you can't fix everything. So I have a great board and a great staff. I have a great Empty Bowls committee that works so hard. We start in January having meetings. And there's a lot of work goes into this, and we just appreciate all of the ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66 people that volunteer their day of caring to come and work that event. It's just awesome, and then we get volunteer grants to help the mission as well. So.
Well, again, tickets are available at the door, but it's a whole lot better, as I look at it, sitting here on this Tuesday morning to say, buy in advance.
Absolutely. Go to that Facebook, Empty Bowls Bartlesville, hit the donate button, and it will walk you through it.
Okay. And again, the event is on...
It's on Tuesday, August 22nd, 11 to 1. So we hope to see all of you out there. And bring your friends. And remember, pick your favorite booth and start there. And taste Bartlesville.
Okay, sounds like a great deal. And it is, I mean, among the other things, it is a taste of what goes on in Bartlesville. Let's draw in the rest of it. Yes, we're there to understand what Sherry deals with and is happy to deal with every day. But by the same token, we get a great taste of Bartlesville.
That's right.
Yeah, because we have new restaurants. We have some that's been a part of it since day one. And we have some great restaurants in Bartlesville. And so come test it and then go frequent their business.
Absolutely. And tell them thank you for supporting Agape Mission.
Absolutely.
And again, Empty Bowls. So again, go online. And it's just a PayPal transaction.
It is. Empty Bowls Bartlesville. Go to the donate button and PayPal will walk you through it.
Sounds great. Thank you guys so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Charlie.
And again, buy your tickets in advance. And then, go... have a meal and take home a bowl. And you'll be like me and pick up the bowl every once in a while off a shelf and say, yep, I remember the year I got this one. So head on down there. We have a chance for some rain later on, and we have news on the way coming up next. We'll go one-on-one with the folks from Truity Credit Union in just a moment on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, 74 degrees on your Tuesday morning.
Hi, I'm Janelle Hale, founder and CEO of the National Breast Cancer Foundation.